You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access starts now.
It's a beautiful day for baseball. It's the A's and the Twins here on A's Cast, and a beautiful day at the Coliseum. It's Sonny Gray, our old buddy, up against Dalton Jeffries. First pitch is going to be 12:37. But how about yesterday? The bats, they woke up.
And Winder delivers. Going to third is Elvis. A high fly ball to deep left. Back is Gordon to the track near the wall, up into the seats, and out it goes for Kevin Smith, his second Oakland home run. And the 1-1 from Winder, here it comes. Swung on, hit hard toward right, chasing Kepler back over his head. It's going to land on one hop off the out-of-town scoreboard. Bethancourt is going to score. Up to third base, holding there is Laureano. Into second with a run-producing double, Seth Brown. And it's 3-2 Athletics. Fastball blooped in a shallow left center field, and that's going to drop for a hit, and it's going to score two runs. Laureano is home. Behind him is Seth Brown. A two-run flare from Sean Murphy. He'll take it to snap the offer, and the A's add on and lead 5-2.
And that would be your final. Vince Catronio joins us. Vince, those are highlights. Highlights of you talking about the A's hitting and scoring
runs. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Talk with Kevin Smith after the game last night, and he, you know, like we all said, boy, it's great to see double figures in that hit column. It's been a long time coming, and you hope they can sustain some of that. I mean, we know they've been grinding. We've all been out here early in the day watching them go through early batting practice. It's still a process. They had some success last night, and you know, Sean Murphy, Christian Pache, Kevin Smith all had offers, of significance, double figures going into the game, and they're snapped now. So hopefully they can use that and build and go forward.
And for Dalton Jeffries, I mean, this guy, like a lot of the A's starters, you know, one run or fewer in seven of his six starts. So these guys need a little help, but I think we could all say, Vince, that the pitching, for the most part, they've done their job.
No question. And it's been impressive to watch because the unexpected came out of the bullpen, and Zach Jackson got his first big league win last night. Another save for Danny Jimenez. He's perfect in that department. It seems like Lou Trevino is rounding back into form, which is only going to provide more depth for the A's bullpen. And I mean, Dalton, while the story was Chase Silseth in his last outing against the Angels, Dalton threw the ball pretty well and, you know, made one mistake to Andrew Velasquez, hit the ball out, but he was throwing 94-95. He had movement on his pitches, and I thought that was a positive thing moving forward. You're right. I mean, you know, he hasn't won since his first start on that Sunday in Philadelphia. He's always been an even-keeled kind of kid. It doesn't allow things to affect him externally. You know, maybe different internally, but we don't see it. And maybe today's the day where he can look back on it and see that he pitched well, the A's provided him some support, and the A's could take this series as they wrap up what is going to be their 40th game of the year, Towny. And they and the Angels are the only two teams that are going to reach that plateau today. They play the most games in baseball.
And isn't it a benchmark for you to look at where you are with 40 after 40 games?
Yeah, I think so. It's one quarter of the season. You look, you know, that or Memorial Day, which is right around the corner, kind of a spot of evaluating, okay, this is who we are, how do we get better, and move on from there. And the A's certainly still have questions, but they're giving guys a chance to play. Kevin Smith has been run out there. Pache's off today, but he's played almost every day at center field. So you've got young guys. Sheldon Noisy's back, which is encouraging. So let's see how this goes in the next 40 days, see where they are.
So we had Sonny Gray on A's Cast Live from the field the other day. He still has a baby face, but how about up next, a true baby face Sonny Gray with Ray Fosse?
That's going to be great. I mean, thinking back to 2013 when he came up and pitched in relief in Pittsburgh, and then what he went on to do that season was encouraging to see. And, you know, he's 32, but he doesn't look it. And he still has a great smile on his face, a great affinity for this ballpark and this mound. But hope the A's can upset those memories today.
All right, have a great call, a good day off, and a good flight, and we'll talk to you down in Anaheim.
Sounds great, Tony. Thanks.
Vince Catronio right here on A's Cast. Coming up next, yeah, Ray Fosse and a really young Sonny Gray. Going to be really cool right here. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Revive the jeans with holes in the wrong places. Too tight sweaters and shirts with torn laces.
Going about the clothes and fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it, find a brand new love.
That's right, Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign up. Terms and conditions apply.
Go to Stitch Fix.
This is A's Total Access.
Sonny Gray came up in 2013, went 5-3 for the A's with a 2.67 ERA, just a fresh kid out of Vanderbilt, and here he is with the great Ray Fosse.
From the Coliseum in Oakland, happy to be joined by Sonny Gray, number one draft choice for the Athletics in 2011 and already in the big leagues. And congratulations on your first major league victory last Thursday. Became the stopper for the Athletics, ending a losing streak against the Houston Astros. But first of all, Sonny, what did it mean to you to get a chance to come to the big leagues, make a couple of appearances out of the bullpen, as you did in Pittsburgh and against the Angels, before you got a chance to start?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was exciting just to get the call in the first place, you know, whether it was starting or in the bullpen. So, you know, when they told me I was going to come up here and be in the bullpen and kind of throw in some games and like they basically just said, get your feet wet, and is the terminology they used. And it was nice, you know, to come up here, and because it's a different lifestyle, it's a different atmosphere. So, you know, fortunately I was able to be up here for, you know, 10 or 11 days and get, and it was nice. It was nice to come up here.
As a starting pitcher, and whenever now you go to the bullpen, how much longer? Because that was a concern. I know when you got up in Pittsburgh, I was thinking, how long is it going to take you to get loose? Yeah. Because as a starter, you can take as long as you want, but a reliever, it's a little bit different. What about for you? What did it take?
It wasn't really that big of a difference, I didn't think. You know, I probably had a little adrenaline going. So, you know, I just kind of got up and started throwing when they called my name. And you know, you got to try to just stay loose every inning. And you know, once I kind of got on the mound, it was kind of just, you know, let's start making some pitches and as quick as possible. So it wasn't that big of a difference, but I had plenty of time to warm up still. So
not surprised adrenaline was going strong. Yeah. His first major league appearance. You mentioned, of course, going to college, playing minor league baseball, and you said the differences in the big leagues. In a short amount of time that you spent in the minor leagues, what have you noticed as the biggest difference? What did you notice when you first came up? And, of course, now as a starter, what is the biggest difference?
For me, it's easily the travel. I think the travel in the minor leagues and just the, you know, in Midland it was long bus trips, and then in SAC it was even, travel's, you know, a little bit better, but it's still, you know, long flights and early morning. So at least here you get to, you know, the travel's it's a lot easier and it's a lot nicer, and I think that's the main thing. And then obviously here it's more it's obviously way more about winning. In the minor leagues, it's about winning, but it's still about, you know, developing. And, you know, there was times I remember coaches saying, go out there and work on this and don't worry about the results. And it's hard to, you know, to be able to do that. But, you know, here it's complete opposite. You're just trying to get people out as fast as possible. So,
Sonny Gray joins us on A's Warm-Up. As I mentioned, the first major league victory came in your last start against the Houston Astros. What was that like for you to take the mound at home, first time ever pitching at the Coliseum? What was that like for you, and then getting a chance to go 8 strong innings and pick up your win?
It was awesome. I was, you know, really excited to pitch here. And when I got called up out of the bullpen earlier this year, I was here for 3 games against the Red Sox, but I didn't get to pitch. So, you know, I was really, you know, excited to pitch here and pitch in front of the home fans. So, you know, being able to do that and being able to, you know, for the team to get a win, was, you know, just made it, you know, even more special.
How have you been able, over the course of your short amount of time pitching — of course, I say that because going to college, but not a lot of time in the minor league baseball — but the one signature pitch, it seems, is your curveball. How did you develop it?
Oh, man, I think I started throwing it when I was, you know, 13 or 14. And I was, you know, I was throwing it, and then I had this, you know, this one pitching coach. His name was Bill Gullickson. I think he used to pitch in the, and he, I played with his son, and he just told me to move my fingers right here. And then ever since then, it's just kind of been like a natural thing for me. And, you know, and when I have, you know, when I've been able to throw my curveball, you know, and it's been good like it was the other day, then normally it tends to go my way more times than not.
You seem to have a lot of confidence to throw at any time, and especially 3-2-2. I mean, in fastball counts where hitters looking fastball, which you have a good one, mid-90s, but to be able to throw the curveball, the amount of confidence you have, is it a matter of the catcher calling it, you shaking to it? Where does that confidence come from, being able to throw it as successful as you do?
I think it's both. I think it's just the flow of the game, too. You know, in the first and second innings, you know, if you're not being able to throw it for strikes, you know, you'd probably rely more fastball changeup. You know, later in the game, it was kind of, you know, the hitters had seen me 2 or 3 times, so being able to sneak a fastball in there 3-2, and then also being able to throw a breaking ball 3-2, and, you know, I think at this level, the hitters are so good, you have to keep them off balance. You know, in fastball counts, you got to be able to throw things other than fastballs. In fastball counts, you still got to be able to throw a fastball, but locate the crap out of it. So I think it's just more about keeping the hitters off balance, and if you need to throw a changeup 3-2, then you should be able to throw it a curveball 3-2. But, you know, for me, I was able to throw it 3-2 a couple times and freeze some guys.
One final thought. Vanderbilt College, spent 3 years. We had you in the booth in 2011, number one draft choice. Here you are in the big leagues, 2013. How much did the college pitching help you get through the minor league system so quickly to get up to the major leagues within basically 2 years?
Yeah, college was great. I didn't, you know, still don't regret it for the world. It was pitching in the SEC and pitching in front of fans like that. It's a lot different than minor leagues. I just think the development you get, you know, you get to go, you have to go to class, and you gotta do other things other than baseball. And it's especially a big college like Vanderbilt, you know, and being in the SEC. So it was great, and I loved every minute of it.
Congratulations on the first win, first of many, I'm sure. Best of luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Sonny Gray of the Athletic starting staff.
All right, that is just, that's gold. I mean, does it get any better than that? Hearing Ray Fosse again, Sonny Gray who's pitching today, that is just, that's really special. It really is. Makes you love what you do. And missing our old friend Ray Fosse, who meant so much to all of us. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends?
Staples has you covered with stylish and functional home office furniture and decor curated by Staples Work From Home Style Squad. And now, enter the Staples Find Your Work From Home Style sweepstakes to win a home office makeover. Explore solutions for your workspace at Staples. See staplesconnect.com/findyourwfhstyle for rules and details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. N67.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access presented by Chevron.
And now it's time for Jessica Kleinschmidt with Danny Wexelman from Sirius XM. MLB Channel.
Thanks, Townie. A's Total Access rolls on ahead of today's A's game. Jessica Kleinschmidt here with Danny Wexelman of many things, MLB Network Radio, ESPN, Perfect Game, and SNY of all the things, essentially. Danny, my friend, how are you today?
I am so stoked to be here, honored to be able to share a little baseball knowledge with you, which is how we became friends and connected. Yeah. So for you to have me here, I hope I can provide some entertainment and some knowledge for you.
Yeah, it's like a really cool moment for me, not just career-wise, but we're the closest of friends too. So I'm stoked about that. I did mention you're doing some stuff with SNY, which means I'm super jelly of the fact that you get to watch Chris Bassitt over on the East Coast now. Of course, he's very beloved by A's fans. We know he left during the offseason in a trade. How have Mets fans embraced him? I would assume it's both good. Well, we know his numbers. Let's talk about the numbers, then also Chris Bassitt, the person.
Okay, so the numbers are really, really exciting right now. If you are a Mets fan and you saw the acquisition of Bassitt, you maybe were unsure of what you're getting. And I'll say that because of the East Coast bias. Bassitt's been shoving, but you didn't know it as much as you do now because he's in the spotlight in New York. So I'd say number one, his slider usage. We know that it's a pitch he's been working on. He's throwing it more this season. He has the most strikeouts on his slider this season. He's inducing more weak contact, not as many hard hit balls off of his pitches. And he's just a force to be reckoned with. You saw that on the West Coast, and now everybody on the East Coast gets to see that. His numbers are really, really good. The 4-2 doesn't really tell you the whole story, I would say, but every time he goes out, you know, he's going to run through a brick wall for you. I mean, he said it in the clubhouse. He doesn't care what the name is on the back of your jersey's coming after you. So speaking to the person, Mets fans love that. They love a guy who's going to stand up for them, who's going to maybe puff their chest a little bit, say what they want. I know he's got a little bromance, I think, with Max Scherzer going on. That's not confirmed by any sources, Jess, but I would just say from watching him talk about his extension, why he'd want to stay in New York. Yeah, there's Max Scherzer involved with that. But as far as the numbers and the person, I think that Mets fans should be pretty happy with the performance that he's had so far.
I'm looking forward to the page six rumor between Scherzer and Bassitt. That'll be happening anytime soon. And I'm glad you brought up some of his specialty pitches. I always joked with him. He had the 69 mile an hour rainbow curveball. Looks like it's adding a little bit more velocity right now. And I wanted to name my firstborn after it. There was actually a time where Jose Altuve lost his helmet swinging at this pitch. And I love that he's been able to use some of these specialty pitches, especially as he, you know, gets older and more experienced. And if you're going to open up anybody like a Max Scherzer out of his shell, I'm all for it. Definitely a media darling. So I'm stoked for you. Now, my dear, you are a St. Louis Cardinals girl. Now, you had a pretty spoiled, you just keep getting spoiled with all this stuff. Albert so Pujols spoiled. Returned yes. to, but not only, you know, to the franchise that started it all. What were your reactions during this off season when you saw Albert Pujols would be back?
Okay. Here's what's awesome is that I was in Cardinal spring training camp the day that it all unfolded. And we had heard the night before, shout out to Katie Wu, who started the break of
friend of
story.
The show, Katie
friend
Wu.
Of the show, yeah. friend of everybody that Pujols could be back in a Cardinals uniform for his last season. And I was in camp the next day, giddy. I was trying to control myself because you want to be professional, but we had a chance to talk to Ollie Marmol. We talked to John Mozeliak and basically heard that Pujols was going to be back. And I didn't know that he would literally be back that day. So while we're covering the game, all of a sudden, everyone starts standing up and cheering. I look out. He's coming out of the right field gate. I'm at the game. I just so happen to be covering that spring training game. It's unbelievable. So I think for Cardinals fans to have him back and to have him finish his career in St. Louis, how spoiled, how lucky. And it just made sense. It makes sense for the lineup too. And I think to your point, it's nostalgic, but his numbers against left-handed pitchers are just really stupid this season. Let me read these off to you really quickly because I think everyone needs to know. Against lefties, 474. Righties, he's batting 74. At home against lefties, it's 545. At home against righties, he's batting 91. So just a little picture of what he can do. But you saw him in the dugout. You see what he does for that team. There's so much, Jamie. So dynamic.
He's not a guy I would hate platooning for. That's for damn sure. No. So I know Marmol's just looking like, we'll put Pujols in. And I love that there's storylines there, right? It's nostalgic, but the numbers are also there. And yeah. what a nod to him to show like how much of an impact you make where you can sign a one-year deal to the place that fell in love with you and started it all. Now let's talk about the future Shohei Ohtani. That is Albert Pujols. What did you think when he got on the mound? Like that was just like amazing content.
I heard there was a little hate out there in the Twitterverse. I'm not
weird,
a hater.
Danny. Weird.
I know. Hate on Twitter. I think that the score was right. The moment was right. Sunday Night Baseball. It's Albert's last season. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I love the fact that they put him in and let him do his thing and have that moment. It's not about the guys who hit the home runs off of him. Cause guess what? They wanted those balls signed.
Yeah.
They wanted those memories. Like that's for everybody. That Ollie Marmol and that staff gave everyone in baseball an extra special treat. That wasn't for anything except for that moment. And I'm so glad that he capitalized on it.
Danny knocked it out of the park, my dear. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh my gosh, this was the best. You are so fantastic at your job. You're spreading your wings. And I know that everybody listens to you and gets smarter and more knowledgeable and falls more in love with this game because of you, my friend. So thank you for having me on.
Oh my gosh, before I cry. So for Danny Wexelman, this is Jessica Kleinschmidt. Vince Contronio has you next as A's Total Access continues.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka! Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Pilot or Passport and a 2.9% APR on a 2022 CR-V or Ridgeline. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, my name's Kevin. I'm active duty, so I'm figuring out my options while I'm stationed here.
Hey, Kevin. Navy Federal Credit Union is celebrating Military Appreciation Month, so you called the right place.
Guess you could say it's like a match made for Kevin. Get it?
Very good.
At Navy Federal, our mission has been to help the military community for over 85 years. During Military Appreciation Month, we're celebrating the commitment that connects us. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
This is A's Total Access.
It is a beautiful Wednesday for baseball. The A's wrapping up their series with the Minnesota Twins. And we say hello to A's right-hand reliever Justin Grimm. He has seen so much in the game and certainly provides a lot of great advice to the arms down at the bullpen. 33 years of age, signed as a free agent with the Athletics. Tell me that story first, Justin. Why the A's were a fit for you.
Yeah, last year kind of grinded it away in AAA, and to be honest with you, I didn't know what this year was going to look like. And I had a few teams call the first day of free agency, and after discussing it with my agent, all my options, I just felt like this is a really good fit. And it's gonna be at the time there were a lot of question marks, but and I felt like I could answer one of those question marks. So I'm here, happy to be here. It's been fun. It's been fun watching these younger guys get after it too, So yeah.
Justin, you were drafted out of Georgia by the Texas Rangers, and the second year of your pro career, you're in the big leagues. What was that experience like for you? I mean, that happened pretty fast.
Yeah, that one, I tell everybody I got lucky. It was just a timing thing. When I signed with Texas out of college, I was more of a raw pitcher, raw college pitcher, and I just went in with attitude. I'm gonna learn everything I can and see what happens here, and kind of took off fast. Started filling up the zone, throwing a lot more strikes, and then next thing I know, in 2012, I'm in Double-A, having a heck of a year, and we had three starters go down within a week and a half, and I remember watching the game. I think Alexi Ogando had stepped on first base and did something to his ankle. Well, my parents happened to be in town. We're driving to go get brunch, and my dad has the radio on, and I hear my name as a possible opportunity to get called up. And I look at my parents like, listen, there's a lot more options ahead of me. Like, relax, this ain't happening. And they were all excited, but that afternoon they called me into the office, and they had told me I'd made the all-star team and all that, and I was like, oh, that's great, and he said, but you're not going to be pitching in the all-star game, you're going to be pitching against the Houston Astros this Saturday. And I was like, holy, But, it happened fast. And, I think it was because I just simply had the mindset, I'm going to learn everything I can. And, I think the talent kind of took over at the time at a younger age. And I got lucky, things to make it up, things kind of have to fall into place. And, I got lucky, and, I'm super grateful for it. So, yeah.
Certainly there's nothing better than hearing your name on the radio, because that's what we do for a living on our side of the fence. But you went from starter, and you went to the Cubs, you became a reliever, you have that experience, you had really good years for them, and you had years where the numbers weren't where you wanted them to be. That experience has to be invaluable as you talk to the guys down at the bullpen. When you look back on those years with the Cubs, from an ERA under 2 to an ERA over 5, how thin of a line is that between having that kind of success and maybe not having it go the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, out of the bullpen, man. I mean, look, this game is very hard, and it's gonna beat you down, and it's all about how you respond to it, right? So, yeah, and it's not anything I did any differently. It's simply just it can be the matter of one or two outings that didn't go your way, and it's not necessarily that you threw the ball worse. It's just those two outings happened to get away from you, and the rest of it was much the same. But, you know, obviously people remember, you know, the bad. They don't remember the good. You know, that's the life of a reliever, man. You can go out there for 2 months and just be lights out and, you know, you get a pat on the butt saying good job, but as you know, as soon as it doesn't go your way, it's like magnified, man. And like, that's what I tell these young guys, like, look, you just got to keep your head and keep moving forward, because you know everything that we do is magnified. So you know, and it took me a while to understand that. You know, I really used to take it hard. I mean, I would beat myself up, have restless nights, and but anymore, man, it's just I got to show up every day with a job to do. And, you know, yesterday don't matter, good or bad. You know, staying in that comfort zone of, you know, today this is going to be my job and that's what I got to go do. That mindset helps, take the good and the bad. So, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Stephen Vogt like a couple of weeks ago. And he said something that really stuck to me. He's like, you know, Grimmer, all this game is how much of a beating you can take and get right back up and get back out there. And I was like, it couldn't ring more true in this game. So, yeah.
What are those conversations like as you pass those along to guys we knew nothing about? We saw them in spring training. You had a big league resume. I mean, Zach Jackson didn't. Danny Jimenez had like a day and a half in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jake LeMoyne made the club, and he was a nice long reliever. He was a nice option at one time. What you tell them about the things you just experienced, that you explained to us, those experiences, and how important is that for those players to hear that from somebody that's seen those things and experienced those things?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's one part of you has to go through it to understand it, but you know, to hear it helps a little bit. But you know, I just try to remind them, you know, it's That's literally all this is, you know, especially being a reliever. You know, you got to have a short memory, you know, and they have taken to all this very well. I'm very impressed with their routines. You know, they go about their business. I mean, very, very pro about it. And so it doesn't surprise me they're having the success that they are. So and it's actually been a lot of fun to watch. So, you know. I sit down there, I'm like, man, when I was their age, I could move that well, I could do all this. So, you know, so it's been a lot of fun.
Justin, I appreciate the insights, great stories, and you have certainly provided success on the mound and success down there with your conversations. Keep it going.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Justin Grimm joining us, and more of A's Total Access with Chris Townsend after this.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Chris Stanza with you here on A's Total Access, and it's time to look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. We got two games going right now. The Rays are shutting out the Tigers 4-0 down at the Trop, and that's in the bottom of the sixth. In the top of the sixth, it's the Braves leading the Brewers 4-2. After the game, we'll get you updated on all the scores. Giants and Rockies just started from Coors Field. Now time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Let's hear from the skipper, Mark Kotze. Cole Irvin yesterday down in Stockton. How did it go?
So Cole went 5-75. He finished up in the bullpen, took it to 85. Really good night for Cole. Feels great, and we're anticipating Cole back with us.
And that is good news, and that means Zach Logue was sent down. Here's Mark Kotze.
And he doesn't have to work on anything. Zach is, we're in a situation where we expect Cole back, so we'd be with six starters. It's a good thing for us, and Zach will stay on his turn and go back to Vegas. I fully expect Zach to be back here at some point.
And look who's back. It's Nick Allen.
Yeah, Nicky coming here today, gives us options off the bench, provides some depth in the middle. I know he's done a good job in AAA. It's an option for us that we felt necessary today to have on the bench and with Jed, in day game, night game. He's been nursing the back, but he's been able to DH. So.
Good stuff from Kotz. Coming up next, always my favorite, the pitching coach, Scott Emerson. Stop by A's Cast Live. You'll hear it next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Scott Emerson always stops by the set of A's Cast Live on the field. To listen to our talk show Monday through Friday before A's games, you go to athletics.com/A's Cast, and we are talking about the long ball with the pitching coach. What is it like in the meetings when you're talking to your pitchers about the long ball, and obviously keeping the ball in the yard is a priority?
Well, one of the most important things is, and I always talk about if hitting's time and pitching is disruption of timing. But, we just played the Twins last week, and it's very important for our guys to stay on location because they know what we're trying to do. We know they know what we're trying to do. So it's very important that our guys, change speeds, be unpredictable, but most importantly, hit the location that they're intended for.
The focus today for me is pitching to contact, because you hear it all the time, but people may not, what do you mean, pitch to contact? Like, you want them to hit it, and it's, the classic line from Bull Durham or Crash Davis is like, stop trying to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are fascist. Do you want to use your defense? And when we say pitch to contact, what exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, it still goes back to the change speed, but it, more importantly, it's not pitch to contact, it's pitch to soft contact. You know, it's get them off the barrel, get pitches that, you know, that don't go to the barrel, run it away from the barrel, run it in off the barrel, change speeds enough to where they can't find the barrel with the ball. So, you know, we stress, you know, pitching to soft contact, getting ahead, changing speeds, make them reach, get balls inside so you can keep the outer part of the plate, elevate the fastball so you can go something slowed down at the bottom of the strike zone. And when you have that ability to locate your pitches and move it around, then you're going to probably get more soft contact than anybody else. If you're constantly behind in the count and you're throwing fastballs, and you know, velo is important, but it's useful velocity that we're looking for. So if you really throw hard and you can't locate or you can't use your fastball, then your fastball is worth nothing. But if you have useful velocity, whatever you throw, how hard you throw it, you still have to locate it. But the best way to locate that fastball and for them not to hit the fastball very hard is have a second pitch or a third pitch that you can throw and they have to chase, and that's the disruption of timing part.
Now, somebody at home might be saying, okay, you stay off the barrel, but staying off the barrel is different for every hitter because every hitter is different. Every hitter swings differently. Every hitter is a different size. The angle of which they come through the hitting zone. Some guys are looking for launch. Some guys are hitting down on the ball. Everybody's different. Some guys like the ball in. Some guys like the ball away. Some guys like Ichiro or Tony Gwynn, doesn't matter. They like the ball anywhere. So when you say pitching off the barrel, how do you do that when all the hitters are different?
Well, you obviously, you know, this game now comes with great data, and the data helps us support where we need to go. You know, every hitter has a weakness generally to where you can throw the fastball. You know, I look at exit velo. That's the soft contact. You look at exit velo, so you fall behind in the count and you have to throw a strike. Where's the hitter's exit velos at? Where does he hit the ball hard when you're behind in the count? Because you have to throw a strike when you're behind in the count. Everybody knows when you get ahead of a count, ahead of a hitter, you're trying to expand the strike zone. You're trying to get them to chase a pitch outside the strike zone. But when you fall behind in the count, where can I go to get that soft contact? And the data helps support, you know, I can throw the slider down and away, which, you know, is good if you can execute the pitch. You always have to execute the pitch as well. You know, I always say, you know, you get some rookies up here and they're trying to pitch to the data. Everybody knows that the fastball is the hardest contact pitch. It's also the contact or also the pitch that, you know, in general you're working all your pitches off of. And, you know, you might not throw 50% or more fastballs in the game, but generally that fastball is thrown a little bit more than all your other pitches. So when it does get hit, it gets hit, you know, a little bit harder than the other pitches. So you got to be able to move that fastball around, play with the useful velocity, be able to throw that changeup in a fastball count or that breaking ball in a fastball count. And when you're messing up the hitter's timing, generally you're going to pitch the soft contact.
Every hitter has his weaknesses. You know his weaknesses. He knows his weaknesses, and every single time he goes into a different city or another team comes into his city, people are going to try and exploit those weaknesses. So your pitchers are going to try and get him out through those weaknesses, but he's now looking to better that also. So how much do you want to play with that? Do you want to keep just trying to exploit that before you might get burned if you do it too many times?
Well, you know, that's the important piece back to the data. You know, what's trending for this hitter? Obviously, we look at a big sample size, what the hitter does, who he normally is. And then you look over his last 10 games or his last 10 hits or his last 20 swings, and you're starting to see what he's doing. Is he changing his approach? And if he's changing his approach and having some success, then we got to do some things to get him off of that. If he's not changing his approach and still not having success, we're going to attack his weakness. But the pitcher has to have a strength to attack his weakness. If the pitcher doesn't have that strength to be able to attack that hitter's weakness, then we got to go to areas of the plate that the pitcher is really good at. And the one thing that, you know, we always try to do is exploit what our guys do well too. Not just look at the data of the hitter and say, well, he can't hit a fastball down and away. And our pitcher says, well, we can't throw a fastball down and away. So then we look at all the other options and how we use that fastball. We might cover that fastball and not throw it as much down and away. Or that's the one thing that's really important with the fastball is you can cover it all over the strike zone. You know, you can mask it a little bit, and you can go in off the plate. You can pitch behind in the count. If guys chase with it, you can pitch ahead in the count with it to the chase zone. So the important part of the fastball is you can use it all quadrants in all areas.
Great stuff, as always, from Emo. Up next, it's the voice and the hitting coach right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn, please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 341 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/341, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
With the A's hitting coach Tommy Everidge down in the dugout on a beautiful Wednesday, the A's and the Twins finishing up this three-game series. And Tommy, good game for your offense yesterday. It must have felt good for you to look up, see the scoreboard, and see double figures in hits last night.
Oh, yeah. I was happy, you know, for the guys. You know, we've been doing a lot of things right. You know, our approach is cleaning up, and they've been hitting balls hard, and finally, you know, they got rewarded as a group, and you know, it was just great to see their hard work come through.
Yeah, that kind of validation, especially three guys who were dealing with offers like Murphy and Smith and Pache to break out of that last night.
Oh yeah, you know, they've been either bad luck or, you know, and that can make you feel bad. And just to see the smiles after those hits was exciting, because we were happy for them, because we've seen how hard they've worked and we've seen some of the tough luck they've run into.
Well, how much, if you know you're still hitting the ball hard but not getting any results, do you need validation of, you know, just seeing some balls drop in for hits like last night?
Yeah, you always need that. I mean, we can show them they're doing things right, you know, and it's the right plan. But if you don't get validation, then, you know, it's tough to trust that. And, you know, when something good happens like that, just the tension you could see that they get off their chest, and now hopefully they go. They got something confident going on.
Yeah, what kinds of things do you track that we're not aware of maybe behind the scenes in terms of hard hit rates and things like that?
Oh, yeah, we track all that. You know, like there's hit probability things, and they give numbers, and, you know, they show, oh, you're hitting it harder, you know, and we set dates for when they're what they're working on and the improvement, and just try and show them, like, hey, okay, you guys want to get better, you're getting better here, and we're seeing this in the game, which is a good trend, and, we can track anything.
All those things important for Pache specifically?
Yeah, you know, Pache has been working really hard. He's been hitting rockets. You know, he lined out to right two nights ago, he lined out to left, the guy dove, you know, and it's like, you know, he's been great mentally, you know, a young kid running some bad luck, and he just keeps getting after it every day.
The other day you were out really early, like you are quite a bit before the night games, with Pache and Kevin Smith, and from real close in, little underhand tossing to them. What was that about?
Yeah, it was just a drill to teach timing and direction and how to hit the ball the right way, you know, to the pull side. You know, if you're hooking it or, you know, you're carving it or late, you know, that's not right. And that just kind of that drill just kind of simplifies a focus, and they have to be on time and they have to be through the ball.
How important for every hitter it's important, but maybe especially so for someone like Kevin Smith?
Yeah, you know, they're adjusting to the big leagues, you know, and stuff is better. And, you know, and basically you're just trying to create more time for yourself to see the ball and give yourself the best chance. And, you know, these guys are getting after it. They're making the adjustments.
How do you look at the A's approach, Tommy, against Sonny Gray here today?
Well, you know, we're going to have to get a good pitch to hit and be on time, you know. And, you know, Sonny's got some weapons, and we're going to do our best to counteract him.
I don't know if there's a rule of thumb for this, but a guy who, when Sonny's on his game, and we saw this here, of course, for many years, all the movement that he has on his pitches, how do you look at a guy like that and deal with him as a hitter?
Well, you know, you just try and show the guys this is his movement, and then you can plan from there. It's like he's got balls that can crowd you, balls that go away from you. And so just them understanding, like, well, we want the mistakes, you know, and we got to wait them out and hopefully get a good pitch to hit.
All right, Tommy Everidge joining us. Townie, and we'll send things back down to you.
You know, this is going to be a game that, you know, I could be wrong here. I don't think there's going to be a lot of runs scored. I don't think Sonny goes deep in this game either. Sonny has pitched no more than 4 2/3 innings in any of his four starts. So they've got a rested bullpen, something you don't talk about. But Winder yesterday for them went 78 pitches in relief of Dylan Bundy. That frees up all of their guys in the back of the bullpen today. So have a feeling that this game is going to be decided late, and it'll be decided by whose bullpen throws the best. Obviously, the A's bullpen was really good last night. Coming up next, it's the A's and the Twinkies from the Collie, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
A crying baby is impossible to ignore. But a quiet baby can be easy to forget. Every year, dozens of children lose their lives because otherwise attentive adults forgot they were in the back seat. It only takes a moment for a car to heat up to dangerous levels, even on cooler days. So get in the habit of always looking in the back seat and use reminders to ensure baby is always with you. Where's baby? Look before you lock. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.